This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Fancy. Organizers of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics on Thursday agreed to hold the games without spectators after Japan declared a coronavirus state of emergency for the capital that will run throughout the event. The widely expected move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic and Paralympic representatives. Tokyo 2020 President Saiko Hashimoto told the briefing it was, quote, regrettable that the games were going to be held in a limited format, adding her apology. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says it's essential to prevent Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta COVID-19 variant spreads in the area. It's yet another headache for the Tokyo Games, which are scheduled to run from July 23rd to August 8th. Once seen as a chance for Japan to stand large on the global stage after a devastating earthquake a decade ago, the showpiece event was delayed by the pandemic last year and has been hit by massive budget overruns. The global vaccine distribution scheme COVAX aims to deliver 520 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to Africa this year, its managing director said, with supplies ramping up from September after delays caused by Indian export restrictions. She told a news conference on Thursday organized by the World Health Organization Africa region, the program has only delivered 25 million doses to 44 African countries so far, and she was not happy with the progress. In early March, Gavi, one of the organizations leading COVAX, had said the aim was to supply Africa with 720 million doses in 2021, but India later placed a hold on vaccine exports. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday will offer his most extensive comments to date about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, a pullout that's raising concern about a civil war there. A White House official says Biden will update the American people on the situation, and no major policy announcements are expected. The president has been under pressure from critics to give more explanation for his decision to withdraw. The United States last weekend abandoned Bagram Base, the longtime staging ground for U.S. military operations in the country, effectively ending America's longest war. Pentagon said earlier this week the withdrawal of U.S. forces is 90% complete. Biden's order in April to pull out U.S. forces by September 11th after 20 years of conflict has coincided with major gains by the Islamist militant Taliban movement against overwhelmed Afghan forces after peace talks sputtered. Haitian police Thursday say they're hunting for more gunmen behind the assassination of their president after killing or capturing six so-called mercenaries. Security forces engaged in a fierce shootout with suspected assailants in the capital Port-au-Prince Wednesday after an overnight attack on the president's private residence. Four gunmen were killed by Haitian police and two more taken into custody, while other members of the hit squad are at large, according to police. Officials have not identified the suspects or said what their motives were for shooting dead President Moïse and wounding his wife, who survived. The assassination has pitched the already impoverished and violence-plagued Caribbean nation into further turmoil. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting over the crisis on Thursday as Haiti enters a two-week mourning period for its head of state. Iraqi security forces say rockets have landed in and around the heavily fortified green zone in the Iraqi the U.S. embassy, causing material damage. Two rockets fell near the National Security Building and open court inside the green zone early Thursday. A third rocket fell in a nearby residential area, damaging a civilian vehicle. The attack came shortly before daybreak following two separate attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in western Iraq and across the border in Syria, where U.S.-led coalition forces are based. The attacks come as tension is rising between U.S. troops and Iran-backed fighters. And the European Union is fining four major German car manufacturers $1 billion because they colluded to limit the development and rollout of car emission control systems. That includes Daimler, BMW, VW, Audi, and Porsche. Daimler wasn't fined because they revealed the cart. VOA News.